This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have been spending a little more time in hotels as of late. Hmm. I'm not quite sure why.
Me too. Hmm. Which ones do you stay at?
Colfax. Those are my motels. And I found this hotel must-do checklist. And it occurs to me that I, either I'm a terrible traveler or I'm, I think I'm just a terrible traveler. I don't do, like, I literally don't do a single thing on this list.
I don't think I do either.
Do you take your clothes? No, because you have kids. Like, let's pretend it's you and Angie going to a hotel. Do you take your clothes off, like, right away?
Take them off right?
Yeah. No. Like the ones that you are wearing.
Yeah.
No.
No. Like, I'm insta naked, especially when I'm alone. Like,
really?
A Vegas hotel room, I'm just like,
why?
I don't know, because you're just in a hotel. There's something about defiling a hotel room, right? Just like, it's stuff you wouldn't do at home. You don't go, like, immediately press yourself against the.
No.
No.
I'm not. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, the first thing I do is turn the AC just down all the way. It's as cold as it can get.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Icebox. that's what I'm paying for.
The first thing you're supposed to do is check for bed bugs. Anybody in this room do that?
No.
No.
Well,
I've thought
about
it.
Would you know what they look like if you saw one?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Because I've done, or I haven't done research, but I've seen, I don't know.
It's like, oh my God. We are literally so removed from science that Aaron was about to say, I've done research based on a TikTok video flowing past you.
Pretty much.
I'm a learned scholar. Okay, so what did the TikTok say?
Lab coat off? Fooling anyone.
Like clipboard. You know the like seam on mattresses? You're supposed to look under that.
That's where they hide?
Yeah, or at least you can see the bed bugs there. Or
how big are they? Are they
pretty
tiny?
So they're just like almost little black or dark, like not dots, but like, you know when you're drawing the dotted line kind of thing? It's almost like that.
The Palmer method paper?
Sure, yeah. Is that what you practice cursive on or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All okay. Right.
Why are you looking at me like I'm an a-hole? You're a jerk for not knowing it.
I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name.
The Palmer, Google it. I don't think I'm wrong. I think it's called the Palmer. Yeah, nobody wants to Google it because you're like...
You
both reached your keyboards and they both like recoiled in horror like there's like, bed bugs on your computer. Screw you guys. I think I'm right. I think learning cursive is called the Palmer method.
The Palmer method.
It's coming. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is.
Okay. Yeah.
We didn't doubt it.
So step one.
Yeah. I don't check for bed bugs. I barely check for people. It's like, as long as there's room for me on this side, we're all good.
What would you do? Have you ever bounced from a hotel room?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
You have? For what?
Because it wasn't clean. They put us in a room that hadn't been flipped yet.
Mm. I would just assume they're doing some new, this is some trend or something, you know? Probably on TikTok, I don't know.
I got to ask, how bad would it have to be before you leave? Because I have a friend.
Multiple people in the bed.
How attractive are they? Yeah. I have a friend. I don't know if he carries pillowcases with him still, but he went, this is a nice hotel, went in, room is great, whatever. Starts to get into bed, and there's a singular curly hair, short, on his pillowcase. And he checked out of the hotel.
Really?
Not even a different room.
He was like, your standards of cleaning are beneath me. And it's like, I sort of assume that the pillow is made from that sort of hair. Like there's a certain level of like, people have done terrible things in this bed, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really get that all gone.
Right, and you just have to convince yourself, it's probably mine.
Yes.
That's probably mine.
As I walked in flinging my underwear and pressing the squash frog against the window.
That dead body, probably mine.
Did I leave that there? Who was that?
Well, we just stayed, I stayed at a hotel recently and I'm in the shower and they're doing where they have the pumps, like soap and everything in the shower.
Yeah.
And so I'm just pumping it and I'm rubbing it all over my body until I realize I have no idea what's in this bottle.
Dude, like that scares me for you having hair.
That's the one thing where I always bring my own. Because
you bring your own shampoo?
I do, because there are people
that would put Nair or something
exactly.
in there. Nair. I shave my head. Huh?
You really think that? Wouldn't you smell it or something?
Or like they pee in it or like something.
It's probably mine.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the things you're supposed to do in a hotel when you first check in.
Mm-hmm.
Check for bed bugs. Mm-hmm. Take
None
your clothes
of us do
off.
It. No. You do that.
Fling your short and curly hairs on every square inch of the place. I'm like a little Johnny Appleseed. I'm like, you get some. We started to talk about like, so you were saying like, do you check the bottles then? Do you open the bottles in the shower and smell them?
No, I don't do anything.
You just just blind faith your way into a hotel room.
Yes, I suspend all disbelief and I just go, this is my room. And like everything in here is mine. These towels are definitely clean. And I just don't think about it again because you don't know. They could have just folded it. I mean, that one's kind of, or you don't know that the person before you, they could have used it and then they fold it back up and then the cleaning crew comes in and they don't think it's a used towel.
Wait, do you think the cleaning crew doesn't take them all?
I think they take them all, yeah.
They have to take them.
All no matter what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I definitely
don't. Then I feel better because I kind of use the towels.
On the thing?
Willy nilly. Like, I'll use one every time I shower. I don't like ever reuse a towel in a hotel.
You don't?
No.
I do.
It's a hotel.
I know.
They're
going to
take them and clean them anyways.
It depends on how many people are in the room.
Yeah, when you have kids and like when all four of you are traveling and taking showers and then like
you go
swim for a little bit and then you come back and then you're going to shower and then, oh God, we got to get ready for dinner. And then you're like, you can't.
I see. I mean, that makes sense. When I'm by myself, I'm just kind of, and I still don't use all of them. It's just.
But to your point, I'll brush my teeth or whatever. And I just like wipe my face on one of the towels that's just there.
Yeah.
So if they don't take that and somebody washes their face with it.
You're supposed to just like put it all in a pile.
That's not my job.
What was the last hotel you stayed at? You still have the room game?
Okay, so one of the big things they say that you're supposed to do when you check in, after the bed bugs and whatever, memorize the escape route. Have you ever done that?
I'm sorry.
What? Like it's on your door. I read this, I was like, oh my God, it is on your door. In a lot of places.
I look at it, but like.
You do? I don't even do that.
When I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's it.
That's how I would have survived.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I've never paid attention to the back of the door. I don't even memorize my room number. I just take a picture of it. And then I check it every time I'm going up. And
I take a picture.
Yeah.
That comes in super handy, especially in Vegas.
It does. Mm.
The problem for me, if I told you the story where like I was in Vegas and like, just, I could not get my room key to work. I was at the Encore.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm in room like 1921 or whatever. And I can't get the thing to open or whatever. I'm pounding on the door. Apparently there's two towers. You should number them completely differently.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Because like, I'm at 1921. Then when I went and looked at the picture, like I had black on white and this was like orange on red or something. I was like,
yeah, especially a place like Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
They're like, what? You're not from here? No one is.
Do you check for cameras? Does anybody do that?
No.
A little.
How do you
know?
I just look for like nothing crazy. There's just like certain, the like little dots.
Yeah, but
like an event or like if someone left behind one of the blocks to go in the outlet.
Oh, those.
Like, yeah,
that's a real thing.
Things that like stick out a lot. But if it's hidden, I don't know.
Do we have one in this room?
You get a show.
Because I don't want to. Like there's like fake smoke detectors that look like a real smoke detector.
But it's a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is a point of privilege or what it is. I just assume they're not getting good footage of me. There's no buyers for this content.
No, there are though. That's the thing. There's somebody that wants to see Costco Momoa.
He's using another towel.
Crawling around. Aaron, you as a woman, you have to do all these things, right?
I mean, yeah. And the other, so kind of on that topic is like, you never know what they're looking for. And a lot of the times I'm traveling alone. Right. And so I immediately deadbolt on when I get in
you
the room.
You do the deadbolt?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I do.
I do that one. I do the deadbolt.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Really?
Because I'm traveling alone. Come on in. The bed bugs won't bite.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.